This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a new Lifeway research survey that reveals something shocking. Not many churchgoers actually read their Bibles daily. Find out why and how it's affecting their spiritual lives after this break. Shane W. Roestiger is the founder of Hot House of Truth, which, in case you haven't heard of it, is a place designed by God to awaken his bride by the preaching of his uncompromising word, to purify her by his fire, to equip her by his spirit, and to send her out full of oil and fire. Well, Roestiger is releasing his new juicy book called Chunks of Meat. Have you ever wondered why you haven't grown in your Christian walk? Do you wonder why you have not reached the fullness of Christ? Or have you wondered why you haven't manifested as a mature son or daughter? Well, stop wondering. All you need to do is change your diet. It's time to eat heavenly protein. It's time for you to reach full maturity in Christ. It's time to grow up. The book Chunks of Meat is at your table, and it's free. It's for you. Just come and eat. Truth not for sale. Log on and download your free copy today at hothouseoftruth.com. A new Lifeway research survey reveals a shocking statistic. Only a third of Protestant churchgoers actually read their Bibles daily. The 2019 Discipleship Pathway Assessment Study indicated that growing Christians consistently had 8 markers, and one of those 8 markers was Bible engagement. Lifeway's Scott McConnell says this, "Bible reading was one of the most predictive signs of spiritual maturity." And yet, only 32% of Protestant churchgoers say they read the Bible personally every day. Another 27% said they read it a few times a week, and around 12% admitted they rarely or never read the Bible. Interestingly, the survey found that those most likely to read the Bible every day were people between 50 and 64 years old. And those in the Western U.S. are more likely to be daily Bible readers than those in the Midwest or the South. Among ethnic groups, Hispanics are most likely to read the Word daily at 40%. A study conducted back in 2016 revealed that regular Bible reading as a child was the biggest factor in predicting the spiritual health of young adults. They found similar results with adults. The more a person reads the Bible on a regular basis, the more they miss it when they don't read it. McConnell says this, "This is a case in which the action of reading the Bible influences one's thoughts. This mindfulness on God's truths has additional benefits of influencing other actions and speech." End quote. What about you, listeners? Do you read God's word every day? And if not, what's holding you back? Whatever your answer is to that question, it might be time to take it to the Lord in prayer. Be sure to tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.